more for me than for you. We have spoken about the difference between is the shir being recorded just for some, those who aren't okay. We spoke about the difference between the world of Minui Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael and the world of Minui Dayanim in Chutz La'aretz, or the lack of, or the Machlokis, Rambam and Ramban, do we have a world of Minui Dayanim in Chutz La'aretz? We saw the Tzushtel of the Avi Ezri, that really the level of Bnei Noach is parallel to what we have in Chutz La'aretz, to deal with need as opposed to dealing with ideal, and spoke about the difference within the Rambam between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. That was Be'erach what we talked about last week, correct? We just one he'ara. We had mentioned a machlokes rishonim. What is the order in terms of Seder Nezikin? What comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do the dayonim come first and then the dinim? Do the dinim come first and the dayonim? We pointed out that the Torah Choshe Mishpat puts first Hilchos Dayonim and puts Hilchos Nezikin at the end. The Rambam starts with Baba Kama, Hilchos Nezikin, puts Sanhedrin at the end, that it can go in either direction. But Yitachain, that neither of those is the source of the issue as to where Hilchos, as to where Masechet Sanhedrin fits in. It could be that it follows upon Baba Kama, Baba Basra, and Baba Metzi and Baba Basra for a very, very technical reason. And that is that the Gemara, in the beginning of Nedarim, asks why does the Mishnah begin with the world of Shnayim Shehina Arba? Why not start with Shvua Shnayim Basra? Why not start with the Dinim of Neder and Shvua per se? And the Gemara says that when you have a lot of halachos, Rav Yehuda Nasi wanted to deal with the quantity before dealing with other issues. Namely, that there is an order also of number of prakim that are found in a Masechta. And that would explain pretty much most of the Siddurim. If you go take Seder Moed, so everyone was bothered, why does Yuma come before Rosh Hashanah? Because the answer is you start off with Shabbos that has 23 prakim, and then you move down to you have Yuma that has 8 prakim. Rosh Hashanah only has 4 prakim, so it goes in that way. Who I didn't, you know, everyone asked in Nashim, why does Gittim and Kedushin come at the end? Because Gittim, it starts with Yevamos that has the most prakim, and then it moves down, you know, through Ksuvas until you get to Gita and Kedushin that only have 4 prakim. In other words, everything is in descending order. So also over here, Baba Kama, Baba Metzim, Baba Basra in Chazal were viewed as one big Masechta of 30 prakim. We have a Masechta Kalim that has 30 prakim. We have a Masechas, we have the Masechta of Nezikin that has 30 prakim. And then afterwards comes Sanhedrin with only 10 prakim, particularly if you add Sanhedrin and Makos, it's be one Masechta, like certain islands used to be part of America. So Sanhedrin and Makos used to be one Masechta, so you had a Masechta of 13 prakim. You have over here at the end of Sanhedrin, Arba Misos, and then you move over into Elu Hein Halokin, Elu Hein Hagolin, etc. In other words, everything fits in very, very nice. So that could be the order. That's why Horios is at the end of Nezikin. It's the smallest little Masechta. Okay, so that I found in Reuven Margolios. He just says it on his own, but I think it's in the Margolios Hayam. Okay, what we said that we're going to talk about today is the Mishnah, right? We have to get to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah appears to have a Reisha and a Seifa. This is one, if you could get a Mishpat, this is one of these times where you go through the entire alphabet, Aleph through Tav, and you start again at Aleph. So the Aleph through Tav is like the Reisha of the Mishnah. And then when the Mishpat begins Aleph again, it's like a Sefer with the terminology changing. The terminology of the Reisha is Bezdin. Bezdin of 3, Bezdin of 23, Bezdin of 71, etc. And then the Mishnah continues with different terminology, Sanhedrin Gedola and Sanhedrin Ketana. And so sometimes terminology is not all that relevant. But in our situation, the Rambam took the terminology very, very seriously. That the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, I gave you a page that simply you'll see it in front of you. If I can find the page myself. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Aleph, we saw Halachos Aleph and Beis. Aleph was the general rule of Minhag Dayanim, and Beis was the world of Eretz Yisrael. So in Gimel and Dalet, he deals with the Batei Dinim, Again, Bezdin is a generic term. Bezdin applies to any enumeration, any combination of Dayanim is going to be called a Bezdin. However, in Halacha Gimel, when he talks about the Bezdin of Shivim Ve'echad and the Bezdin of Kaf Gimel, there he uses the terminology of Sanhedrin Gedola and Sanhedrin Ketana. Ma'ashen came when he moves over to Halacha Dalet, to the Bezdin of Gimel, that there it's only a Bezdin. There's no concept of Sanhedrin, and there are Nafkaminas. There, the one Nafkamina that I think was very, very clear to you was in terms of the criteria. Who can be a Dayan? And here we had you saw in the Rambam that there is a Tzad HaShaveh. There's a certain minimum to be a Dayan that goes through Sanhedrin and Bezdin. That's Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. Echad Bezdin HaGadol. Echad Sanhedrin Ketana. O Bezdin Shel Shalosh. Tzarech Shia Echad Mehem Samach Mipi Samach. That the authority of a Bezdin stems from Moshe Rabbeinu, stems from Yehoshua, is the concept of the tradition of smicha, and that in order to have a Bezdin on a Daraisa plane, we need Samach. What we'll do nowadays that we've lost the train of tradition, so we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to deal with it in the very first sugya, that there is a concept of Shlichus Sayuka of Din. And the question is, it's Shluch Al Shadim Kamosa, that they're sort of handed over to those who are not smuchim. But what exactly is that concept? Is it Daraisa? Is it Drabanan? If someone is a ger in front of a Bezdin with no smuchim, is he a ger Drabanan? What does that mean to be a ger Drabanan? Is he a ger Daraisa, but there are no smuchim? That we're going to have to discuss. But smicha is a criteria which even in a Bezdin of Shalosh is required. However, what you saw in Perek Beis is that there is a quantum jump when one moves from a Bezdin of Shlosha to a Bezdin, to a Sanhedrin. That's the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, speaks about the Bezdin of Shlosha. The Bezdin of Shlosha requires those attributes that are found in the Torah. Chachma, Anava, Yira, Sinas Mamon, Ahavas Emes, Ahavas Abrios, Baal Shem Tov, Kol Hadram Ha'ilu Mefurash and Meferish. And you saw the Rambam quotes Psukim. That's in the Bezdin of Gimel, but the Sanhedrin is one level up. At the Sanhedrin requires that which was told to the Shivim Zakenim, the Hisyatzvu Sham Imcha. The Shivim Zakenim have to be Imcha, the Bechitzotecha. They have to be more similar to a Moshe Rabbeinu, and that similarity means that they have to be unique in two areas. What two areas? Which is not required in the Bezdin of Shalosh. What did you say? They have to be Muflag B'Chachma. Not just chacham, they have to be muflag b'chachma. They have to stand out as having acquired a unique level of chachma, which, as Nasan pointed out, includes also the broader chachmos of the world, refuah, cheshbon, tkufos, mazolos, etc. We know that they also have to know a lot about kishuf, and in order to be able to claim that someone is a sorcerer, they have to understand the difference between sorcery and sleight of hand, etc. That's clear in a Bezdin that would require. However, there is another area which, let's just call it a Gzeres HaKosov. What else do they need? Yichus, right. Children is we're coming to that. But they need Yichus. They have to be able to marry into the kahuna, which would exclude a mamzer, would exclude a ger. Masha'en Kane, in the world of the Bezdin of Gimel, we don't have those additional criteria. So we see over here that when we want to divide Batei Dinim, they are divided in terms of the Bezdin of Gimel, that has the basic criteria, and then when you move into the world of Sanhedrin, you move over into a different world of criteria, irrelevant Sanhedrin Gedola or Sanhedrin Ketana. Right? In other words, that the 23 or the 71, we're not talking over here some dafka Bezdin HaGodol. In other words, a Bezdin which is going to deal with Dine Nefashos has to have these qualities of the Chachamim Unavonim Muflagim B'Chachmas HaTorah and the Domim to Moshe Rabbeinu in Chachma, Yira, and Yachas. Okay, yes?
I may have missed it, but the ones who appointed that, you have to have these same qualities.
In other words, the Bezdin that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed the 70, he had these qualities, And what we're saying is that when they want to appoint their successors have to have these qualities. Again, to be a samuch is necessary to be in any Beis Din, even a Beis Din of Gimel. Here we're going beyond the world of smicha to qualities that some of them are built in terms of the world of yuchsin, and some of them are acquired in terms of chachma mufleges. So that's one nafkemina. Yes.
Would there also be a difference in when the Rambam says? He
says, does that just mean one of them out of the three and also the 70, or the 70 all that
need to be
samuch,
and the three, only one of the three needs to be
samuch? It's an excellent question. Let's hold it off till we get to the world of smicha, okay? It's a very good question. Okay, so if we're talking over here about the difference between the world of Sanhedrin, right, the world of Ayin Aleph or Kaf Gimel, as opposed to the world of Beis Din. Again, Beis Din is a generic term that includes this as well. We speak about Beis Din HaGadol. But Beis Din also includes the world of Gimel. So one nafkamina are the criteria. The criteria of the Dayan. Certainly, there's a certain basic criteria, and then the Sanhedrin goes above it. The second nafkamina is built on a answer to a question that was asked by the Ramban, a very, very powerful question on the Rambam. The Rambam deals with Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh both in Sefer HaMitzvos, Ba'arichus, in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, and in Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh in the Mishnah Torah. We come to the fifth parak of Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh, and there, the Rambam, according to the Ramban, is Soser himself Minei Ubei. To have a steer in the Rambam between Hilchos Geneva and Hilchos Psulei HaMakdashim, we find such stiros, and we have a whole sefer Chaim to deal with these stiros. But to find the stira between halacha beis and halacha gimel, that's somewhat omer dorsheni. It means that kind of the Rambam had a totally different understanding. But the question is, what understanding? And here we have that the Rambam posits that who is in charge of kiddush hachodesh? Which body in the Jewish world is mekadesh chadashim? Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim vayedaber Hashem el Moshe v'Aaron. Who serves as the stand-in for Moshe v'Aaron, according to the Rambam? The Sanhedrin Gedola. The Sanhedrin Gedola stands in. They stand in for Moshe and Aaron. Only the Sanhedrin Gedola can be mekadesh chadashim. It's their prerogative. Ein osin oso elo Sanhedrin be'eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam, and the Rambam points out that when there's a Sanhedrin, then there is Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Re'iyah. When there's no Sanhedrin, then we move over to Cheshbon. Okay? The Rambam repeats that in Halacha Beis. Davar zeh halacha l'moshe misinai. She bizman sheyesh Sanhedrin, koven al pi Re'iyah. Bizman sheein Sanhedrin, koven al ha-cheshbon, etc., etc. Fine. So then we would expect that the Rambam, if he wants to give us a historical survey, would say that as long as the Sanhedrin was functioning, we had Al-Pi Re'iyah. As when the moment the Sanhedrin ceased to function, then we have Al-Pi Cheshbon. But what does the Rambam say in Halacha Gimel? Me emasai hischilu ko Yisrael l'chashev cheshbon zeh. From when did the cheshbon enter into to take the place of Re'iyah? Misof chachmei ha-Talmud be'et shecharva eretz Yisrael ve'lo nishar sham bezdin kavua. Aval b'yemei chachmei ha-mishnah u'vechein b'yemei chachmei ha-talmud ad yemei abaye v'rava al-kfiyus eretz Yisrael hayu somchim. That the re'iyah that created the chodesh, that was the method that went through from the time of Moshe and Aharon until the time of abaye v'rava. Now, just basic history. When did the Sanhedrin cease to exist as a Sanhedrin? When did it cease to have all the functions? We have over here in the Mishnah in Daf Beis went off a whole list of functions of the Beis Din of Shivim Ve'echad. When did those functions cease?
40 years
before the Churban. Churban was approximately 70 of the Common Era, talking about the year 30 approximately of the Common Era. Then the Beis Din was Gola from Lishkas HaGozes. The moment the Sanhedrin Gedola was Gola, the Sanhedrin Ketana also lost its authority. No longer any Dine Nefashis. No longer Dinim of Sanhedrin from the year 30. However, the Sanhedrin was in Golis, right? It went from Yerushalayim to Yavne, and then it went to Tzipori, etc., until it ended up 200 years later, approximately, in the time of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi in Tveria. There was still a Sanhedrin. It was bereft of functionality, but it still existed until the time of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was a Nasi of the Sanhedrin. There was a Nasi in Av Bezek. He was the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. He was the last Nasi of the Sanhedrin. That's the year 200. Abaye and Rava were approximately the year 500, 300 years later. So the question is, what's the Rambam doing over here? He's telling us that you can only have Kiddush HaKodesh if there is a Sanhedrin. When there is a Sanhedrin, there's Kiddush HaKodesh. So a functioning Sanhedrin you had until the year approximately 30 of the Common Era. A non-functioning Sanhedrin, a symbolic Sanhedrin you had until the year 200. But you have 300 more years where they were, according to the Rambam, they were Mekadesh Al-Pi HaRi'iyah. How does that jive? The Ramban says this is a stira, and the Rambam simply pulled the rug out from under himself. He painted himself into a corner, and he shows that his shita is wrong. According to the Ramban himself, according to the Ramban, who is in charge of Kiddush HaKodesh? Bottom line, who is in charge according to the Ramban in his Hasagos? He has a long keta there. Smuchin. Any bezdin of smuchin. Right? Well, we saw the basic criteria is that you need a all but the required smuchin. As long as there is a Sanhedrin, they have first dibs. Right? They're a ma'akif. You can't do anything without it. The moment there is no longer a Sanhedrin, any bezdin of smuchin can be mekadesh the chodesh al pi hariyah. And the prince and smicha continued. Even though there was no Sanhedrin, smicha continued until in Eretz Yisrael, until the time of Pasim Abaye Verava, and they were still. That was the kvius of the Chodashim. When Smicha ended and Tchelas disappeared, right? That's when they moved over to the world of Cheshbon. Hillel Hasheni, late in the Tkufa of the Amoraim, towards the time of Chasimas HaTalmud. The Chora, the Ramban, appears to be slam dunk. I mean, what's the Rambam doing over here? He gives a criteria, and then he undermines his criteria with history. And the history is found in Chazal. It's not as though the Rambam made it up. But l'chora, the history undermines his criteria. We don't find in Chazal, in our Mishnah, that Kiddush HaKodesh is a prerogative of Beis Din HaGadol. That's not one of the things that's mentioned. Why, according to Rambam? Because it's not. But the Rambam says it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. How do we understand the Rambam? So here, I sent you to a keta of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, which was printed in the Reb Chaim Mipi HaShmua, and it's also printed in the sefer that the grandchildren of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik put out in his memory of his Divrei Torah. It really belongs to him, in which he wants to answer this question by, of course, asking other questions and then building a framework. And we're going to see that his framework has three levels. There's a foundation, floor number one, floor number two. Okay? As things get higher, they get a little flimsier. But the foundation, I think, is pretty strong. But then, the question is very powerful of the Rambam. Okay, so if you have the page of the Rambams that I gave you, and you turn it to the other side, on the second side of the page, aside from my scribbles on the side that were cut off by the photostat machine, you have over here three Rambams and a little Gemara in Horios. Okay, the three Rambams are a Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, a Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, a Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, that according to Rav Moshe, show a mahalach of thinking within the world of the Rambam. Let's start off with the first Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's Perek, not Rak. It should be Perek Kavav. I'm sorry if I not put in the machine the wrong way. Perek Kavav, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam over here is talking about cursing. Kol ha-mekalel dayan midayanei Yisrael over below ta'aseh. Shenemar Elohim lo tekalel. Okay, we already saw in the first year, Elohim is the generic term in the Torah used for those individuals who serve as dayanim. Ad ha-Elohim yo'evod devar shnehem, asher yashiyun Elohim, etc. So the Torah says, Elohim lo sekalel, it means not to curse a dayan. Okay. But the pasuk then continues, Elohim lo sikalel v'nasi ba'amcha al ta'or. Who is nasi ba'amcha? So classically, when the Torah talks about a nasi, who is the Torah speaking about? When Parashas Vayikra, it says that if a nasi is chote, he brings a unique korban chatas, not like a regular person. Who is the nasi that the Torah speaks about?
The national leader.
What do we call the national leader in Hebrew?
Melech.
A melech, right? The melech is the nasi, classically. Comes along the Rambam, and he tells us that the nasi ba'amcha al ta'or goes beyond the melech. He says, v'chein, im kilel hanasi echad rosh sanhedri gedola o ha-melech hareza over below ta'aseh ne'emar b'nasi ba'amcha al ta'or. That the Rambam is telling us that the Nasi over here is not only the king, but the Nasi of the Sanhedrin is also Mida Oraisa in this Pasuk. Namely, that a person can get Malkos, Mida Oraisa, for cursing the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, because the Torah says, V'nasi b'amcha al ta'or. What is the source of this Rambam? I mean, this is not a rabbit you pulled out of a hat. You had to have a source. So the source of the Rambam is a line in the Gemara in Horios. That the Gemara, that's the next line. Boy mine Rebbe mi Rebbe Chia, kagon ani, mahu b'sa'ir. Rebbe asked, kagon ani, I am the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. Do I bring the Sa'ir, Chatat, which is mentioned in the Torah, that the Nasi, quote, Melech, brings? Amar lei, haret saroscha b'bavel. So what was the answer of Rebbe's uncle? Rebbe Chia was Rebbe's uncle. What did he answer, Rebbe? You have the word Sarah, those who are in Yivamos, means?
Co-wife.
A co-wife, right? You have a partner, you have someone on your plane in Bavel, namely, you are the Nasi, but what do we have in Bavel?
The Resh Galusa.
There's a Resh Galusa. There is someone in Bavel who also has authority, namely, in our generation, you would not be able to bring this korban had the Beis HaMikdash existed, because there is an authority which is at least on your plane, if not above you, the Resh Galusa. He has more power than you have. Mashma, that in a period of time where there was no Resh Galusa, then the Nasi, the head of the Beis Din HaGadol, would have the status of Nasi. That's what the Rambam was bedayik for the Gemara, very proper view.
Is that only if there's no Melech?
No. Even if there's a melech.
Okay.
There's a melech and there's a Sanhedrin. David HaMelech happened to have been also the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. That's convenient if you're both the melech and the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. That continued Shlomo HaMelech also. Shlomo Ubeis Dino. He was the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. But after Shlomo, then already the Beis Din had their own authority. And the Nasi of the Sanhedrin Gedolah would also have the status of Nasi. Comes Reb Moshe and says, we can understand this in Brisker terminology. In order to be a Nasi, you have to have what the Brisker terminology, what in English we would call a halachic status. In Brisker terminology, a chalos shem begavra. Namely, that a Kohen Gadol has more than just Kedushas Yisrael. He has a unique Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol. A Melech has a unique Kedusha of a Kohen. These are individuals who were memuneh, who were chosen, and that gives them a unique halachic status. In other words, that aside from the fact that we have a cheftza of a Beis Din, we have this institution called a Beis Din, we have a gavra of a nasi. So Rav Moshe says, we see over here that the nasi has a certain halachic status, that there is a status of the Nasi. Does that apply to every member of the Sanhedrin, that he also has a unique halachic status? So that, here we move over to Hilchos Rav Seach. Haruk shenimtza nofil ba'aretz, v'lo noda mihikahu. What parash are we talking about over here? In the Torah that we just had last week.
Egla
Rufa. Minichin osa b'mekomo. V'yotzin chamisha zekenim mibezdin hagadol shebi Yerushalayim. Namely, that the people who are going to measure are from the Beis Din HaGadol. But this is not the Cheftza of Beis Din HaGadol. The Cheftza of Beis Din HaGadol is 71. five is not a Beis Din Hagadol. These are Zekeinecha v'Shoftecha. They are individuals who have a unique Chaloshein Begavra. They are Zekeinim Sheba Sanhedrin. A Zekein Sheba Sanhedrin has a status. Then we not only does a Nasi have a status, but the Rambam Paskins, and this is our Mishnah, right, that the Zekeinim Sheba Sanhedrin have a status. Every member of the Beis Din Hagadol has a certain status. Taking it one step further, moving to the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Ein Zakein Mamre, Chayav Misa, moving to Parashas Kitetze, Parashas Shoftim. Ein Zakein Mamre, Chayav Misa, Ad She Chocham Shehigia Lahora'a, two more words, Samuch, Sheba Sanhedrin. Namely that, again, a Zakein Mamre was a member of a Sanhedrin who was in the minority opinion, who held his opinion so strongly that even when the question was sent, the Pari Mimcha was sent to the Beis Din HaGadol, and they passed like the majority, he held of his opinion. He is the Zakein Mamre, who is Chayev Misa. But he has to be a Samuch Sheba Sanhedrin. He has to be a member of the Sanhedrin. Which Sanhedrin was he a member of? Kaf Gimel, right? He was a member of a Sanhedrin in a city that had more than 120 people, had a Sanhedrin Katana. And so we see that there is a concept of a haloshem nasi, a haloshem samuch b'sanhedri gedola, a haloshem samuch b'sanhedri katana, that we have over here, aside from the chefza of the sanhedri gedola, and the chefza of sanhedri katana, we have this haloshem with halachic significance, that the nasi will bring, theoretically, a korban. There's a chiyuv d'oraisa on the klala. That once someone has this chaloshem, he can join four others who have that chaloshem to be modate for the egla arufa. Once someone has this chaloshem, he's the candidate, unfortunately, to be a zakein mamre. That's stage one of Reb Moshe. Fine. However, the question is, this chaloshem, when in history can it exist? Clearly, until 40 years before the Churban, there was both the Chefza and the Chloshem. What about in the period of time between the Churban and the time the Sanhedrin was in Tiberia? Was there a Chefza of a Sanhedrin? No. The Sanhedrin left Lishkas Hagazis, Hamakom Gorim. It lost all of its functions. But what did Reb Moshe, what was he medayik from that Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, from the Gemara in Horios, even though there's no cheft of a Sanhedrin, but what still exists? The Chaloshem. That is fine. That's Reb Moshe, that's the second stage. That would explain all the Rambams, and everything is very nice. We have this concept of a Chaloshem, Samuch Sheba Sanhedrin, a Chaloshem, Nasi Sheba Sanhedrin, etc. Reb Moshe, however, to answer the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, I want to take it one step further. No, you tell me what Reb Moshe had to say, that even after the death of Rebbe, even when the Sanhedrin no longer existed as a cheftza, even on an honorary basis, even on a symbolic level, what could still exist? The Chaloshem. That the Chaloshem, Samuch Sheba Sanhedrin, can continue as long as the tradition continues. Namely, that if we could picture it, when Rebbe passed away, he gave a certain number of individuals this unique status of Samuch Sheba Sanhedrin. Even if there's no Sanhedrin, there's no Sanhedrin of 71, but he can make someone a Samuch Sheba Sanhedrin, and that person can make someone else a Samuch Sheba Sanhedrin, and that Samuch Sheba Sanhedrin continued until the time of Abaye Rava.
What happened at that point?
We know that you were already at the time of Rabbi Akiva. You were Chayav Misa for being Masmich, and simply it was lost. It was just too dangerous, and it was lost. Just as being a Samuch was lost, being a Samuch for Sanhedrin was also lost. But we have this concept of a Samuch Sheba Sanhedrin. And that's perhaps, according to Reb Moshe, what the Rambam means in that Halacha Gimel, Bezdin Kavua. Bezdin Kavua is not the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin was gone way before that. but you still had individuals who had a chalal shem, samach sheba Sanhedrin. They could still get together as a bezdin. And as long as that existed, maybe even one samach sheba Sanhedrin with two others, they could be makarish the chodesh. The moment there was no longer that institution, that was the end. That's the way that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik wanted to explain this Rambam. We're going to see later on, the Rav had a different understanding of the Rambam, but what we have over here is this second distinction between the world of Sanhedrin and the world of Bezdin. Is there a concept of a chalos shem? In the world of Sanhedrin, there is a concept of chalos shem. In a world of Bezdin of three, it's purely a chefza. There's no such thing as a chalos shem dayan in a Bezdin. We have a chalos shem in a Sanhedrin gedola, those who would go out for the Egla Arufa, the Nasi, etc., those who could be Makarish Tachodesh, according to the Rambam, we have a Chalosh Shem and a Sanhedrin Ketana, those who could be Zakei Mamre, but in the best, then we only have the Chefza, not the Gavra. So that's the second Nafkamina between the world of Sanhedrin and the world of Bezdin. And the third is something that we're returning to. Yes?
So now you said the way to read this last Rambam and Kinesh Achodesh is that even though Bezdin Kavua would point you in the direction of the institution, the fact that the Rambam says Bezdin as opposed to Sanhedrin, is that...
No, I was not saying that. In other words, that's not going to help us at all. but rather, that this phrase, Bezdin Kavua, means that we have we still have the Sheiris of the Chaloshem of Samoch Sheba Sanhedrin. And if that, in other words, you need at least three to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, if one of them is the Samoch Sheba Sanhedrin, that gives it a level of kvius, not of the Bezdin, but rather that it's as though we still have a shadow of a shadow of the Sanhedrin. We have an echo of an echo of the Sanhedrin. We still have, even though the cheft of Sanhedrin has been lost, even symbolically, but the dayanim, that's the chaloshem of the dayan, still could possibly exist. Again, I think Rav Moshe would have been happier not adding that third story. He would have been happy remaining with the first two stories. That's enough to explain the Rambams. But to explain the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, he felt that this would be the direction of building on this new concept of Chalos Shem, which is unique to the world of Sanhedrin, which you don't have in the world of Bezdin. Okay, the third Nafkamina takes us back to the world of Minui Hadayon. We pointed out in the midst of the Torah, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol sharecha asher Hashem Elokecha noten lecha l'shvatecha. We have this mitzvah of Minui Shoftim. There is a Sefer Mitzvos of Rav Sadia Gaon, which was written in rhyme, I mentioned to you, very, very tersely, in which he brings down this mitzvah in three words. I photographed that it for you, in the original Mar Makomos. Ru'u shoftechem v'shotrechem. That's how Rav Sadia Gaon brings the mitzvah of Minui Shoftim. Rav Yeruchim Perla, and we pointed out that Rav Sadia Gaon divides all mitzvahs in terms of personal mitzvahs and communal mitzvahs. This is in the list of the communal mitzvahs, Minyan Shishim v'chamesh Parshios, there are 65 communal mitzvahs. This is communal mitzvah number one, Re'u Shoftechem v'Shotrechem. Rav Yeruchim Perla pointed out that the Rav Sadia Gaon didn't write his book in a vacuum. Previous to him, there were also Monei HaMitzvos. After him, there were Monei HaMitzvos. Previous to Rav Sadia Gaon, the main Monei HaMitzvos is the Bahag. The Baal Halachos Gedolos also has a minyan of mitzvos. Those of you who have seen the Rambam and the Ramban on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos know that the basic issue of the Ramban is where the Rambam diverted from the Bahag. Why did the Rambam divert from the Rambam wrote 14 Sharashim to explain his system of classification, and in those 14 Sharashim many times explains why I'm different from the Bahag. Why, in other words, I have different criteria of how to get to the number of 613, and the Ramban disagreed with him on many of those issues. The Bahag was known as the source of 613. The Bahag had a different language in his Sefer. He used the Lashon of the Talmud, Sanhedrin Gedola Uketana, that there's a mitzvah to be mamaneh, Sanhedrin Gedola Uketana. Came along Rav Sadia Gaon and changed it to Re'u Shoftechem v'Shotrechem. So what Rav Perlo wants to to be medayek, is that perhaps we have over here a machlokes in terms of the broadness of the mitzvah of minui. Who over here is the broad and who is the narrow? That according to the Bahag, the Bahag limits the mitzvah of minui to Sanhedrin Gedola and Sanhedrin Ketana. Clearly, there were batei dinim of three, but there was no mitzvah to be mamana there. Namely, that there is a concept of setting up an institution, not necessarily as a mitzvah. Right? In other words, that building a mikvah is necessary, but it's not one of tayag mitzvahs to build a mikvah. It's not one of tayag mitzvahs to build a shul. It's a mitzvah to build a beis hamikdash, not to build a shul. It's a mikdash ma'at. So over here, there's a mitzvah to be mamana, the Sanhedrin of 71. There's a mitzvah to be mamana, Hareni Mukhana Mezuman, the Dechigu Rechimo, the Kaya Mitzvahs Aseh, to be mamana a Bezdin of Kaf Gimel. But according to the Bahag, there's no mitzvah to be mamana a Bezdin of Gimel. Came along, Rav Sadia going to change the language. He changed the terminology to Shoftechem Vishotrechem to tell us now that even the Gimel, there's a mitzvah to be mamana. Who says black on white that there's a mitzvah to be mamana even the Gimel that we already learned? The Rambam. The Rambam says it both in Sefer HaMitzvos and in Mishneh Torah that there's a mitzvah to be mamana Ayin Aleph and Kaf Gimel and Gimel. And so according to Bahag, we have over here a Machlokes Rishonim. So this then could be the third Nafkamina between the world of Sanhedrin and the world of Bezdin. It could be there's a certainly an issue of criteria. Perhaps there is a difference as to whether it's just a Cheftza or also a Chalos Shem, and a Machlokes Rishonim as to whether there is a mitzvah of Minui or not. And then the lengthy part over here is to try and find out what are the sources of the Bahag, what is the source of the Rambam and Rav Sadia Gaon. And so that's what we find in the as you continue through the source, yes?
According to the Bahag, there's a mitzvah of three. Would that be like
what we said? No, mitzvah would be memana three.
Yeah, sorry, memana three. But is that the same idea that we saw in terms of B'nai Noach and the Chutzlaretz, that it's an invited basis, or?
That is a possibility, but that is not found in Rav Perla, and that you can say. I didn't say that, okay? I didn't connect it to that direction. It would be more what you find according to the Ramban. That according to the Ramban, we have a mitzvah of minui based in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it's b'kol plachu plachu b'chol yir ve'ir. In Chutz Laretz, only b'kol plachu plach. Plachu plach generally is the kaf gimel. The ear ve'ir, that's where you have the gimel. Right, so it could be that you know the Ramban is sort of keeping one foot here and one foot here. Then in Eretz Yisrael, we would have a mitzvah on Beis Din of Gimel, and a Chutz Laretz you'd only have on Kaf Gimel. Okay, that would be the direction. Not so much the Rambam as the Rambam. Okay, Ad Kan Hakafa Bet. Okay, so this is the first half of the page of Mar Makomos that I gave you, and there's only one more topic that I wanted to talk to you about, and that is the Tafkidim of Beis Din. So you saw over here an entire Mishnah, the Mishnah of the entire first parak of Beis Din Aleph that deals with all sorts of tasks that Batei Dinim do. Batei Dinim of three, of five, of nine, of 23, of 70 or 71, etc. If you were writing a book on Jewish jurisprudence, there's such a book. Right? There was one that was written by Rav Herzog, the first chief rabbi of Israel, in English, and another one written by Professor Alon in Hebrew on Mishpat Ivri, Jewish jurisprudence.
What's Rav Herzog's book called?
It's basically on Choshen Mishpat. He compares our laws of torts and to the Roman system and to the English system. That was his doctoral thesis. I think his master's thesis was on Chelas, and this was his doctoral thesis. Okay. If you look at Isaac Herzog, you know, jurisprudence, it's a very, very thick scholarly volume. What is the main function where do you start from? What's the core of the world of Batei Din? What would be the main function of the world of Batei Dinim? What did you see in the sources? If, let's say we started with the Ramban in Chumash. Shoftim v'shoftim tein lecha. How did the Ramban begin his section in Chumash? Just to remind you to read it again. Siva haTorah. Ad ha'Elohim yavo devar shnehem v'nasan v'plilim imkein mitzvah shiyu Yisrael plilim u'bi'er b'kan shiyasimu ha'shoftim b'chol areihem kasher yiten lahem Hashem et ha'aretz, etc. According to the Ramban, what is the main function of a Beis Din? And then, of course, it spreads out from the core. What does plilim mean? The Hebrew word, right? What does plilim mean? Benasan de plilim.
Judges.
That's not answering the question. We know that a court is made of judges. What's the task of the judges?
Enforce it.
In what area?
Disputes.
Disputes, excellent. Namely, that according to the Ramban, the main function of a Beis Din is to solve disputes between individuals. So which Beis Din is really the core of Batei Din? If we pointed out, we have Sanhedrin Gedola, Sanhedrin Ketana, Beis Din of Gimel. According to the Ramban, which of these Batei Dinim is the core and which is the flowering?
I'd say Gimel.
Gimel is the core, right? That the Sichsuchim, that which divides individuals in the world of Mamanos, Ad ha'Elohim yavo devar shnehem v'nasan ba'plilim. Right? But plilim is the main thing. The main thing is gimel. And then beyond gimel, you know, if we can get to kaf gimel, wonderful. And if we can get to ayin aleph, great. In other words, and we'll just add on functions. But when we're adding on functions, we never have to, never forget where we are coming from. So the real, in other words, so the bottom line is that's shoftim v'shotrim tein lecha b'chol sha'arecha. Right? To put in every city a Beis Din of Gimel, no matter how large or how small that city is. Then, Lishvatecha, then you have appeals courts. You have a county court, which is an appeals court. Then you have a countrywide court, which is like an appeals court. And then we're going to add functions on top of that main function. Who disagrees head-on with the Ramban, as we would expect? The Rambam, excellent. Where does the Rambam disagree head-on? This takes us back to the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Asei Kuf Ayin Aleph, which is the mitzvah to be Mamane Dayanim.
Well,
what?
Ayin Vav.
Ayin Vav, Kuf Ayin Vav. Yes, thank you.
Does the end of the Rambam give his opinion on Minoin again as well?
Excuse me?
Does the end of that Rambam give his opinion on Minoin as well? When he closes with
that's quoting the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam, then he moves over to Aval. We have a Gemara in Makos, etc. Listen to the language of the Rambam in Hilch in Mitzvos Asei Kuf Ayin Vav. Hu shetzivanu lemanos shoftim v'shotrim sheyachrichu laasos mitzvos haTorah v'yachziru et hanotim miderach haemes eleha al korcham. V'yitzavu la'asos tov, v'yachzeru meira, v'yamidu hagedarim al ha'over, ad shelo yu mitzvos ha'Torah v'azaroseni donos l'fi emunas kol ish. Not a word about dealing with, what was your phrase?
Disputes.
Not a word of dealing with disputes between individuals, right? Where is the boundary? Who gets the Yerusha? Who's responsible for the broken window? Was this a rape or was it with consent? That's not what the Rambam is talking about. That's the Ramban. The Ramban, v'nasan ba'plilim, right? That the main thing is to make peace among individual Jews. And then we add on other functions. According to the Rambam, we are starting with sheyachrichu la'asos mitzvos ha'Torah v'yachziru atanotim miderach ha'emes. What is the main function, according to the Rambam?
I mean, like,
the round definition kind of sounds like the Supreme Court in the United States. So like
excellent. And that Supreme Court in the United States is what on the board?
They define the law. They define the target.
They exactly. We're talking over here about a Besdin, which is in charge of teaching Torah, which is in charge of setting the law, setting the framework, etc. Namely, which Beis Din is the main Beis Din according to the Rambam? The Sanhedrin HaGadola. And that's when the Rambam, when he speaks in the section that we saw, where do we have it? Right, I'm sorry, it's on the page I gave you today. Perek Aleph Hacha Gimel. Kama Bote Ninim Kfum Yubi Yisrael V'kama Yum Inyanam Kovim B'tchila. You start off with Beis Din HaGadol B'Mikdash Hu'a Nikri Senerdi Gadol B'Minyanam Ayin Aleph. And then after that you have the Kaf Gimel. And after that you have the Gimel. Namely, according to the Rambam, you start with the Gimel and then you move outwards. According to the Rambam, the core of a Beis Din is basically to teach us to create a proper society, right? That we want to create a society where people will behave properly. That is to serve as a shepherd to the community, to set the direction, to be the compass of the community. Okay, so according to the Ramban, the core of the Beis Din deals with the individuals to prevent disputes between individuals and then moves outwards. According to the Rambam, the core deals with society and then slowly moves down to the individual. Okay? That's clear in their language. Now, one opens up a Chumash to Parashas Shoftim. And we find in Parashas Shoftim two parashios that deal with the world. Of course, I'm sorry, there were questions that you wanted to ask. I'm sorry. Someone have hand? Yes.
I really don't understand the function of the Gedolah, but how... Within making the laws, how does Sanhedrin fulfill that
topic? Excellent question. We will come to that in 2 minutes. Yes?
Practically, one understands, according to the Rambam, that the most respected Dayanim would be chosen first for the... According to the Ramban, would one reserve the most respected Dayanim until after choosing Dayanim for the local Batitan?
You're both asking questions in terms of technically how did things work. So what happens is that according to Ramban, they would appoint a 333 in every town, and then the king, right, or would look and find the most talented from those, pull them, you know, words to make the 23. Then the most talented of those pull those to make the 71, right? Well, according to the Rambam, it would start hafuch. You would start with the 71. And then those would appoint the 23, and then those would appoint the 3. You're going to have the same. The bottom line is going to be the same.
Right.
The question is, in terms of the structure, in terms of the goal. So if you look at the parasha, we find as follows. We have, beginning parasha, Shoftim. Shoftim v'shoten lecha v'chol sha'arecha, shemekel nesen lecha l'shvatecha, shaftu etam mishpat tzedek. Lo satem mishpat, lo sakir panim, lo tikach shochad, ki ha'shochad yaver inei chachamim yisayf divrei tzadikim, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof. Okay? Parsha A. We just continue in the Chumash. If this is Perek Tet Zayin. We continue into Perek Yud Zayin. And we reach. Ki palei mimcha devar la mishpat. Bein dam le dam. Bein din le din. Bein nega le nega. Divir rivot bisharecha. Vekamta valita la makom ashi yivchar Hashem elokecha bo. Ubata el hakohanim halevi'im el hashofet bayimim ahem. The rashta v'higidu lecha al pi atarashi yarucha, etc. According to the Ramban, if you wanted to, you were writing a Hertz Chumash, you were writing an Art Scroll Chumash, I don't know, Kaplan Chumash, you were writing a Chumash, and you wanted to give, like in the margin, you know, where it's a succinct title, right? With which, in other words, these two parashios, which batei dinim did they relate to? If you were the Ramban, what would you write? Or if you were interpreting the Chumash going to the Ramban? The first parasha that dealt with Lo satem mishpat, lo sakir panim, lo tikach shochad, tzedek tzedek tishpot, shoftin shoftin lecha b'chol sha'arecha. What are we talking about? Bezdin of three. And then we deal with the Bezdin of 71. Right? In other words, we start off with it with, in other words, going to Ramban, this is beautiful. Right? You start off with the three, and then if there is differences between the threes, etc., etc., you go to the appeals court, you go up one level, and you go, etc., till you hit, you know, Hashofet Asher Yamim Ba Yamim Ahem, Vasita, you know, Kochol Asher Yorucha. You have the 71. But according to the Rambam, Shoftim Vishot Ten Lecha Bechol Sherecha relates to the 71. So you have 71 and 71. Yeah. But what according to the Rambam, what would you say? What were we dealing with over here? Two tasks, right, of the 71. Right? That 71 has two tasks. It has the task of the judicial task, like the three, right? But right, and it has the task of society, namely that you have over here the two tasks of the 71. This is what you find in Hilchos Mamrim of the Rambam. That the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, where he deals with the world of the Zakei Mamre, but before that he gives an overview of the concept of the Bezdin of Shivim VeEchad. So he begins Hilchos Mamrim that Bezdin Hagadol BiYerushalayim Heim Ikar Torah SheBa'alpeh Heim Amudei Hora'a Umehem Chok UMishpat Yotze LeKol Yisrael. Right? In other words, that we have over here the Bezdin Hagadol in terms of creating the society. That is, in other words, the key Yipalei. And we have the Bezdin Hagadol also as the highest appeals court. That we have over here the Bezdin Hagadol is the source of Torah, the source of knowledge, that which everyone brings in Sefer HaMitzvos. But Bezdin Hagadol is also Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. It solves the disputes between people. When it can't be solved on the local level, then it gets to the Bezdin Hagadol. So we have over here two functions of the Bezdin Hagadol. Bezdin Hagadol as the highest legislative body. There, in other words, that you have the local courts and you have the county courts and you have the Bezdin Hagadol in that sense, and Bezdin Hagadol as setting the world of Torah. However, and this is where I'm coming to what the Rav said, and this will conclude, there is another function of Bezdin as well, which is a totally third function that has a totally new source. So far we have two parashios, with the legislative and the what you call the Supreme Court in terms of being Madrich society, as to what kind of marriages are proper in this society, v'chule, right? That you want to give a tone to the social structure that's going to make up the country that you're in. There is a concept of within the prerogatives of the king, that the king can fight battles, and some of those battles, when he wins, are called kibush rabim, and some of those battles, when he wins, are called kibush yachid. When we have a battle which is fought by the king and is defined as kibush rabim, then the land that is conquered has the status of Eretz Yisrael in terms of mitzvos atzlios ba'aretz. When it is kibush yachid, it is conquered, it's owned by the Jewish people, but the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not chal on that land. And so the Rambam, did I print this for you?
No.
Okay, so Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, so the Rambam, in Hilchos Trumos, just the very beginning, when he's talking about Trumos precedes Maestros v'chule v'chule, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Trumos, he has to define where these laws apply. The laws mitzvos atuyos ba'aretz. So he writes in Perek Aleph Lacha Beis. Perek Aleph Lacha Aleph. Hatrumos v'amasos enon nehen noagim in haTorah ela be'eretz Yisrael. Halacha Beis. What is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael ha'amura b'chol makom hu ba'aretzos shekav shon melech Yisrael, when there's a king. O Navi, when before there was a king. So Shmuel was the Navi. He was in charge, right? Or Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. He was in charge. Midas Rov Yisrael. That when the king fights a battle which is sanctioned by Rov Yisrael, Zehu Nikra Kibush Rabim. However, were someone to fight a battle that would not be sanctioned by Rov Yisrael, then that would still be part of the Jewish land, but it would not be the world of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, David HaMelech conquered certain areas on his own, right? It was Kibush Yochid, it wasn't Kibush Rabbin. That's the Rambam over here in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. We look in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, we would expect to find a similar halacha, right? This is one of the prerogatives of the king. And so, when we move over to the most understood person I know. Okay, we move over to Perek Hei Halacha Vav in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. He says, Kol ha'aratzol shekov shin Yisrael b'melech al pi bezdin Hare ze kibush rabim, v'harei hu ke'eretz Yisrael shekavash Yehoshua l'chol davar. He speaks about melech al pi bezdin, and the Rambam in Hilchos Trumo spoke about melech al pi rov Yisrael. And then the Chazon Ish pointed out that back in Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam said, was dealing with the kibush of David HaMelech, so he said, even though l'chorek should have been kibush rabim, why? Melech Yisrael, who David was a melech, v'alpi bezdin ha'gadol hu osa, b'chol zot, he did the wrong order. He conquered certain parts before conquering Yerushalayim. And therefore, it was not kibush rabim. But the definition of kibush rabim is melech Yisrael v'alpi bezdin ha'gadol. So what is it? Is it melech Yisrael v'alpi bezdin ha'gadol, or melech Yisrael v'alpi rov Yisrael? So there is a Chazon Ish I sent you to, if you had a chance to look at it, just a little keta, where he said, the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph Gimel, mentions Melech al-Pi Bezdin HaGadol. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim mentions Bezdin Melech al-Pi Bezdin HaGadol. This Rambam over here that mentions Rov Yisrael is an anomaly and Sarachiyun. It's strange that, in other words, that's not the criteria. The criteria is Melech and Sanhedrin. Melech and Bezdin HaGadol. Why mention Rov Yisrael? What? Again, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says that it's Kovshin b'melech al pi bezdin, bezdin hagadol. The Rambam in Trumos Aleph Gimel says melech Yisrael bezdin hagadol. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos Perek Aleph Ocha Beis mentioned where you have melech midas rov Yisrael. So the Rav over here said that which we would expect him to say. That, namely, that, is there a steer in the Rambam? No, because one of the functions of Bezdin is to serve as the spokesman of Rov Yisrael. If you want to know what Rov Yisrael think, you don't have to have a survey. You don't have to have a census. You don't have to have a referendum. You don't have to have a referendum, right? Bezdin HaGadol is Da'as Rov Yisrael. The Rambam over here is not so sure himself between Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel. Halacha Beis, he talks about the theory. You need Kibush Rabim. Rabim means plural, means Rov Yisrael. Technically, how do you know whether Rov Yisrael are in favor of this decision to go to war? Bezdin HaGadol stands for Rov Yisrael. And the Rav said that this is a pasuk. That the pasuk in Bamidbar points out, right? Chumash Bamidbar Yud Aleph Tet Zayin. I sent you to all of this, no? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bamidbar Yud Aleph Tet Zayin, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Esfali Shivim Ish, Mizikney Yisrael, Asher Yadata, how's it supposed to continue? Kihem Ziknei Ha'am Vishotrav. I want you to pick 70 people that they will be Ziknei Ha'am. They will serve as representatives of Klal Yisrael. They represent. This is the, you know, then we have over here a third function of Bezdin HaGadol. Bezdin HaGadol is the Supreme Court, right? It is the last court of appeals, the legislative function. Bezdin HaGadol is Madrich Society, Yotzei Torah LeYisrael. It tells people what is emes. It creates a just society. And Bezdin HaGadol serve as the representative of Klal Yisrael. So whenever you require Klal Yisrael, if we need kibush rabim, we need a kibush of Klal Yisrael. So that is represented by Bezdin HaGadol. To a certain degree, that's the confluence of Bezdin HaGadol and the king. Because does anyone know how the king is called in Hilchos Malachim? The Rambam has a very felicitous phrase which is often quoted in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Malachim, when the king is told he shouldn't take too many wives because they're going to turn his heart. Shelibo hu leiv kol kahal Yisrael. The king's heart is the heart of Kahal Yisrael. The king also serves as that symbolic Klal Yisrael, and therefore the king's heart has to be on the straight and narrow because he is the representative of Klal Yisrael. So this is, in other words, the Rav's, in other words, understanding. But this section of the Rav, this is in the Igros Hagrid. It's also a Tshuva Drasha of the Rav in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Because he wants to understand that that's the din of Kiddush HaChodesh. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Who's in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh? Klal Yisrael. But who serves as Klal Yisrael? The Beis Din of Ayin Aleph. Namely, that the Rambam was coming from his understanding of Rabin. From his understanding of Klal Yisrael and the function of Beis Din HaGadol. And therefore, the Kiddush HaChodesh can't belong stam to a Beis Din of Smuchim. It has to be the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael. And that's the concept that we have in the bracha. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael, right? V'ayidei Yisrael et hazmanim. Yisrael, right? In other words, the Klal Yisrael established the zmanim, as opposed to Shabbos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishes. The Moadim are established by Klal Yisrael via the Beis Din HaGadol. Beis Din HaGadol is simply the instrument that represents Klal Yisrael, the same way that in Kibush Rabim, Beis Din HaGadol represents Klal Yisrael, so also in terms of Kiddush HaChodesh. And that's why that concept of Klal Yisrael still existed even post-Sanhedrin. Namely, aside from what Rav Moshe said, aside from what the Rav's father said, in terms of Chalal Shem Begavra, etc., in the deck, the Rav had a different approach. The Rav said, as long as Eretz Yisrael was still the center of the Jewish people, through the Tanoim and the early Amoraim, then that was the center of Kiddush HaChodesh. That was the Kiddush HaChodesh of this. It's still, the Sanhedrin is Klal Yisrael, but he spoke about not the Chalal Shem of Samach B'Sanhedrin, but Chachmei HaMasorah. As long as there was still Chachmei HaMasorah in Eretz Yisrael who represented the Sanhedrin, you still had Kiddush HaChodesh, that's the Bezin Kavua that Ram speaks about. You still have a concept of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Once that dissipated, and already the center of Koach moved to Bavel, then we no longer had that Sanhedrin serving as Klal Yisrael. You could no longer have Kiddush HaChodesh.
Is there a reason why he disagreed with his father?
His father was more technical. His is much more emotional. Bechlal, in other words, he always liked to be Meshalev Agada and Halacha. Very, very, very much. Doesn't quote his father at all. Doesn't quote it one iota. He wrote this as a separate piece. It's a very beautiful piece. In other words, I wrote it in the Mara Makomos. So you have a chance to read through it. Really, really, it's very, very beautiful. I recall that in Shir, he once spoke about the symbolic ceremony that we have in Shul on Shabbos Mevarachim, that we say what we call Birkas HaChodesh, and we put in that Chaverim Kol Yisrael V'Nomar Amen. Namely, that this is the time that Kla Yisrael, now we have a Cheshbon, but at least remember that this comes from Kla Yisrael. And he said that's why the Shliach Tzibur, or wherever saying Birkas HaChodesh, holds the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah also is that item that serves as Yisrael V'Orai Sachadu, that serves as the symbol of Kol Yisrael. So we have the Bezdin HaGadol, Chaverim Kol Yisrael, the Sefer Torah, all of these converge when we want to speak about setting the calendar. This is the core of Kiddush HaChodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It belongs to the Jewish people, like Kibush Rabbi belongs to the Jewish people. Okay, so what we've seen today is that we have a world of Sanhedrin and a world of Bezdin. Within the world of Sanhedrin, we have the Ayin Aleph and the Kaf Gimel. The Ramban understands that this, the Gimel, is the be-all and end-all. This is the core, Renasan B'Plilin, to deal with individuals. And then it's expanded to the Kaf Gimel and expanded to the Ayin Aleph.
Would the Ramban need Smicha also for the Gimel?
Yes, yes, yes. That's the bottom line. We need Smicha to be in the Bezdin of Gimel. Yes. However, the Rambam starts off, no, that the task of Ayin Gimel moves to the individual. One task of the Ayin Aleph, of the Sanhedrin Gedola, is to be the judicial, the Supreme Court, but the Ayin Aleph also has a task of being Madrich Klal Yisrael, setting up a proper society, and also has the task of representing Klal Yisrael. And that's the concept of Kibush Rabin, and that brings us back to the world of Kiddush HaKodesh. Ad kan from our Hakdama. This is the overview, if you want to. This is the introduction to Jewish jurisprudence, okay? This is the introduction to the vision. Now we have to learn the nitty-gritty. Now we have to begin the Masechta. And so we're two shurim behind Rav Bednar, who this is the way he began. Now we're going to learn Mishnah Aleph. And I point out, the Mishnah over here is for the whole perek. The first Mishnah goes up to the words, Dine Mamanos B'Shlosha, Gzeos V'Chabos B'Shlosha. The first six words, and I'm going to give you a page of Marmakomos, and go through it with you, just so that we'll all be on the same page, and you'll know what I want from you. When the last person gets a piece of paper, please let me know. Any more? What? I'm missing? I'm sorry. I'll photostat someone. Just look on with someone next to you in the meantime. I'm sorry. There are twice as many people in Shir today as there were last time, so I miscalculated. I'm sorry. Was it Peter Principal? I don't know. I always know that if I put out, I had given Shir in Har Nof. The more chairs I put out, the fewer people come. If I put only four chairs around the table, I have to bring from neighbors. Okay. Okay, so we're going to learn this first mission, the first six words, and Rashi. Now, Rashi can be divided. Rashi, Dibur HaMaskel, Gzelos. At first, Rashi has a Reisha and a Seifa. The Reisha goes until the Pasuk quoted in Shmuel Aleph, including, up to the words, Miyad HaMitzri, period. Okay, and then there's a Seifa, Aval Lova Velo Shilein. In other words, the Rambam is telling us what is Gzela and what's not Gzela. So what I want to see first is the first words of Rashi, that Reisha, and see parallel to that the Chidushei Haran that you have in the Kovetz or separately in the middle. In other words, that's why I wrote Rashi Reish Dibur HaMaskel, the beginning, the first half of the Rashi Gzelos. Chidushei Haran in the middle, he has this section, Lashon Gzelos until Gimel Mumchim, and the question of the Aruch Laner on Rashi. Now, the Aruch Laner brings in a Gemara Baba Kama on Daf Kuf Hei. If you're not familiar with the Gemara, look at it, okay? He says that we have Akasha on Rashi from that Gemara, and he wants to answer it in a certain manner, okay? However, there are other ways of understanding Rashi as well. In other words, the Aruch Laner's question is the question that has to be asked. The question is, what answer do we have to Aruch Laner's question? He offers one answer. We would like to offer an alternative answer. So to look in Tosis Babakama Kuf Zayin Amid Beis, Dibur Maskel V'Shalchu Boyad, look in the Rambam Hilchos Geneva Perek Dalid, there the Rambam and the Ravid, and from that hopefully we can come to another understanding of Rashi. Or you could listen to the tape of Rabbi Narshashir, and also you'll get to the same conclusion probably. Okay. Maybe. Is it on Wayu Torah? I looked for it on Wayu Torah. It's not on, wasn't on Wayu Torah. Okay. So, but you can get notes from someone. Okay. Then, see the second half of Rashi. The second half of Rashi. And Rashi quotes a Gemara. He uses a phrase, milvel lahotzoa, that a loan is given to be spent. People don't borrow money to put it in their safe. People borrow money to use. That's a machlokis, whether milvel lahotzoa nidna or milvel lav lahotzoa nidna. So he says, I'm sending you to the Sugin Kedushin, the Fem Zayin Amid Aleph. It's a few lines of the Gemara. And what is, my nafkamina, whether milvel lahotzoa nidna or not, Rashi has one perish in the margin of our Shas. We have a parish called Tosus Rihazake. As you would expect, it's not Tosus Rihazake. It's Pashtus, it's from Avram in Ahar, it's from Provence. But it's called Tosus Rihazake.
It's in the margin of...
In the margin of the Shas. Well, we have here Rabbeinu Hananel, in our side, in Sanhedrin, we have Rabbeinu Hananel in the margin. So in Kedushin, they have Tosus Rihazake. Don't have to look for a sefer called Tosus Rihazake. Just open a Gemara. So in the same Gemara that you have Rashi, you'll have in the margin Tosus Rihazake. There's a machlokas, right? Between Tosfos Riazakin and Rashi, what does milvelotzon nitna mean? The Ritva gives us nafgamina, so that's the second thing that we'll see. That's all to understand one Rashi on the Mishnah. Once we got the Mishnah down, then we'll learn the Gemara. So what I'd like you to do is look at the Gemara from Daf Beis Amid Beis, if you already haven't, until Gimel Amid Aleph, the first two dots. It's one sugya, learn with Rashi, okay? Whether we'll get beyond that or not, I don't know. Well, you'll see. But after you've learned that with Rashi, and you feel that you understand the Gemara according to Rashi, then, in terms of the Tosfos, see Tosfos, Dibra Maskil, Divrei Hakol, and Tosfos, Dibra Maskil, Liboy Le Mumchim, and when we get to that Tosfos, Liboy Le Mumchim, and Tosfos brings in the Pasuk of Lifnehem, Elon Shotan Shasim Lifnehem, we have to understand the word Lifnehem. So then we'll go back to the Ramban and Chumash. Okay, Ramban and Chumash is, we don't have a Ramban on this first parak, Kedusha Ramban. But we have a Ramban and Chumash, so we can use that. Okay, so we see the Ramban and Chumash, and, I mean, we're certainly not going to get beyond up to this next time, but then afterwards we're going to see that the Ran, in our sugya, does quote a Ramban, and we're going to see how it matches what the Ramban himself says, and then we'll, you know, we'll deal with it, we'll be on this sugya for a little time, okay? So if I didn't quote it, or if I didn't quote yet Yad Ramah, we'll get to them. We'll get to them. Okay.
You said that Tosfos Riazaki is really from Provence.
Yeah, it's what?
Do you know who it is?
Yeah, Pashas. It's Rav Avraham Menahar, Rav Avraham Montpellier, Montpellier, right? Menahar. Okay. Yes.
Rav Benish is first tomorrow. Share may not have been recorded, and on Bayi Torah might get
Ah, okay, so if you want to short circuit, just get Adam Friedman for his notes.
They might be putting that on
why you Torah is off.
Instead of the recording.
The Seder.